Have I told you about John Fetterman? He's my new favorite person in the whole wide world.
No.
Okay, you would love him because he looks like Jesse Ventura. Like, he's a big, tattooed, big guy. He looks like a wrestler. He looks like a motorcycle guy. He curses when he talks. He's a lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania. Okay.
Okay.
And so his name is John Fetterman. He is my new favorite person because so they had him on. I like Bloomberg when I go to news. I go to Bloomberg or BBC because I like news that is not, it doesn't have an angle.
Right.
You know, like MSNBC, you know, is Democrat and Fox, you know, is Republican. I like Bloomberg because it's just news. They just interview people.
Mm-hmm.
So they had John Fetterman on and they said to him, you know, President Trump canceled his speech in Gettysburg. What do you make of that? He goes, I don't care. He goes, he's not welcome here anymore. He said, we have been working our butts off to make sure this election has been on the up and up. Everybody here that works here, all of our civil servants that have been here working here for years that do their job really, really well. He has been saying negative, terrible things about them all this time just because he didn't like the results.
Mm-hmm.
But just because he didn't like the results doesn't mean these people didn't do their jobs well. And the thing is, most of these people are Republicans. So he's going after his own people and saying all these negative things. And Fetterman was like, I defend my people. I don't care what side of the aisle they're on. These people have been doing this job a long time. They're good at what they do. And to say they're doing a bad job or that they did something wrong or did something illegal because you don't like the results, I'm standing up for my people. The fact that people are now coming out and just, they're letting it all hang out. You know, they're not playing politics anymore.
Mm.
And you know, the thing is, the guy really wanted a curse, but he was on Bloomberg radio and Bloomberg television. So, you know, you can't curse because it's FCC and stuff. So he kept saying the non-curse words, but then he was like, trust me, I want to say another word, but instead I'm going to say stuff.
If the Trump campaign doesn't stop losing, the Cleveland Browns are going to sue him for trademark infringement pretty soon.
Are you worried at all, though, about the Trump campaign saying they're going to appeal this case to the Supreme Court?
I hope they do. I hope they do. And they're going to get their clock clean there the way they did, you know, here in Pennsylvania. I mean, you know, all of the snake handling at the Ramada that they had the other day here in Pennsylvania didn't change this outcome. And no matter what they do, it's not going to change the outcomes.
Some Republicans in your state want the vote certification withdrawn and vacated. What do you say to that?
He's already laughing.
The resolution. Yes. Yeah. The one that has like 5 or 6 or 7 senators and 25 House members. That's not going anywhere either. You know, like I said, they should stick to the snake handling at the Ramada because this isn't going to work. And none of it is going to work. Joe Biden is going to win Pennsylvania. He's going to be the next president. And these lies that are only meant to destroy and damage the American franchise have been rejected time and time again. And no matter what they try and pull, it's not going to end any different.
Yeah, he's such a real guy. Like the way he speaks, it's so not politics. It's so not like political. I love that about him. He just comes out and says whatever's on his mind and whatever he thinks. He doesn't care, you know, what you think of him. I think that's, it's so refreshing because I'm so, you know, we've all been so inundated with politics lately. And every time you hear a politician, regardless of what side they're on, it's all like, and these are my talking points. Right. And here's what I was told to say. Not this guy, Fetterman, 2024. I'm all over him. He's awesome.
I guarantee he owns maybe 1 or 2 Harleys, and he has been in at least 3 bar fights in his life. He's one of those guys.
Yeah, more than that. You know, there's bars that he's been banned from.
Like, yeah.
But I'm the lieutenant governor. Sorry, governor. Sorry, lieutenant governor. We can't have you. We can't have a repeat of last time in this bar.
He's big, bald. He's got this goatee.
Yeah.
He ain't digging his crap.
He's all about steel mill workers, and he's all about unions. And that's his big thing, that he's all about bringing back as much. He did this whole really interesting thing where he explained on Bloomberg how steel has been, over the past few years, was being made in China, where there's no regulations.
China.
Mm-hmm. So there's all these buildings that are buying this really expensive steel, and oh, lo and behold, the buildings are coming apart because the steel is a mess.